Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects? Always a pleasure to have you along for the ride. We appreciate you being loyal suspects to the show. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio today after a fun day at Gatlin's Barbecue yesterday. And tomorrow we will be at Prime Social. If you want to come out and say hi, we'll be doing the show till 4 there. The Blitz will be doing the show after us till 7. So lots of folks at Prime Social tomorrow, and they're having a big tournament if you want to stop by. But today, we are all in studio. What's up, fellas?
What up?
What's going on?
You know, yesterday, I forgot to give a couple shout-outs, and I put it on our list because I wanted to get to it right away today. Because I met a guy named David while we were at Gatlin's yesterday. He came by, and he said, "Hey, man, love the show. I listen every day." And when he was leaving, I said, "Thanks for coming. What's your name?" He said, "David." And I meant to thank him for coming out yesterday and did not. We also saw Yo Adrian. He came out, said hello.
He didn't even stay.
Shout out to him as well. No, he just popped in,
came
said
in
what's
just,
up.
Yeah, just to say hi.
Bump knuckles, and on his way he went. So shout out to both of those cats for coming out and saying what's up. Also, I want to say thank you to Haley, who is I think the girlfriend of a listener, Chris. And she's been my shirt plug. And as you know, I sell shirts at my shows. And she made me a batch of shirts in 3 days because I was like, "Yo, I'm running out of shirts for this." That was this past weekend. I forgot to call you. Man, she came through in the clutch. So shout out to Haley as well. Much appreciated.
Well, cool that some of the suspects came out and saw you and
yeah,
said hi.
I have a question for you guys. What's on your holiday gift list? Have you made a list for Lisa?
No.
Do y'all exchange gifts?
Yeah, but she already has kind of, we'll do like group, like we'll combine ours to say, let's get something for the house, or let's do this, okay, or let's do that. But she's given me and I have a few ideas.
So inevitably when you do that for the house, it's just for her really, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I think we need a new sewing machine. Like, oh, for the house. We need a sewing machine for the house.
She wants a used elliptical machine.
Oh, used?
Yeah.
She can have ours.
She wants a refurbed or a used elliptical.
Ours sucks, but you can have it.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's not like the fancy ones for sure. Do you have a list of
gifts? For your dog?
I probably would get some for my dog, just to treat her. But, she doesn't care. She just wants some food,
You don't have a gift? Do you have a list that you're going to give to somebody?
No.
Mm-mm. No?
I do not. I don't expect anything.
But you and Nora go kind of all out.
We do. We spend a lot because we don't have kids. We spend a lot of money on each other.
Well, you have to have what? Gifts under each of the 16 Christmas trees.
Hey.
So, I mean, there has to be at least one gift for each of you under each of the 16. So, there's
they are under each tree.
Yeah.
Like, how many gifts do you have
those
under each Christmas
are coming.
Tree?
I have a feeling this year because she put the second tree up in the bedroom that our gifts to each other will be under that tree. And then, like, gifts to the family will go under the big tree in the living room. That's my guess, knowing Nora. She's pretty.
And then the kids' gifts will go on the third tree.
Gifts.
Under the
no
third tree. Well,
no
the
kids.
Family.
The cat?
The kids in the family.
The cat. We're getting the cat, just a bunch of catnip toys. We'll
but you
put
have
that
relatives, right? The kids?
That's what I'm saying. The family will go under the big tree in the living room. And then the cat's toys will go under. We're not getting him anything. But I say this, I brought all this up because Nora's asking me for Christmas gift ideas. And I'm like, I really don't have any idea. I don't want anything.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I do, but whenever I want something, I just go get it. I don't really.
Kind of with you.
Right? Like, as an adult with a job, if I want something, I go buy it.
I agree.
No, I mean, within reason. I don't.
Right.
I want a Rolex. I'm going to go buy. Nope, that doesn't happen like that. So one of the things that I was thinking about was a smartwatch. Like, I don't have, right now when I go run, I have to put on my headphones that I use in here. These are Bluetooth as well, so I can just take the plug out and put those on. But I have to hold my phone when I go run because I want my music on my phone and it tracks my route. And so I was like, okay, I want a smartwatch. I don't want a Fitbit. I don't.
I mean, it's a completely different thing.
Fitbits are for chicks, right?
Not really.
No? Feels like it. I feel like Apple makes the best watch. But I started, because I have a Samsung phone, I looked into the Samsung watch. They suck.
I don't know. I can't speak for them. I do want an Apple Watch. I just can't speak for the Android or the Samsung version.
But doesn't it come down to compatibility, too? If you have a Droid phone, then you probably shouldn't have an Apple Watch.
Can't. Yeah, it's not compatible. But right. So that's why I was looking at the Samsung phones or watches specifically. They have two versions. They have like a 42 millimeter and a 46 millimeter or whatever. And they're okay looking, but part of the problem is I have like Google Play where for all my music. They don't have that on there. They don't, all the apps look kind of like Apple does a great job with their apps. So I'm like, you've Samsung is as big as they are, but their watches suck. And there's really no alternative. It makes me sad that I can't get an Apple Watch and use it with my Samsung phone, because that would be ideal.
I mean, Samsung has been able to dominate in certain aspects, like
phone market,
telephone and phone, but I guess they just didn't do well with the watches.
Yeah, they screwed the pooch on that. They dropped the ball.
I mean, you and I are both Samsung Droid people.
Yeah,
Lisa's just an over the top Apple person.
Is she?
Yeah, she's smart.
But I will say this: she convinced me to get the Mac, and it was a great suggestion because the Mac has worked out. My laptop's
Macs are fine.
Worked out great.
iPhones for dudes. I mean,
smart people. Have iPhones.
Dudes that have iPhones. Yeah.
Then you leave them in Vegas. And
I tagged you on that picture on Instagram, right? And how you have sex with your women. Like, dudes with iPhones, they do it cowgirl style, but they're on top with the knees out.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation.
That's you. No. That's you. Yeah, don't run from it. And we can have it again.
Completely inaccurate information, suspects. Again. Do not listen to Barry Laminate.
Okay. I feel like you're missing the mark here.
At least we're off to a friendly start.
I was looking around for, so I need gift ideas, basically, is what I'm getting to.
What about Nick was talking about the earbuds.
I think that's a good gift. I
don't mind running with these. I just wanted to watch instead of having to carry my phone.
I got idiots that I play basketball with that wear that watch and then end up someone reaches or they reach.
Break it.
And then, or it just rips your wrist open.
Oh.
And I'm just like, why do you got to play with a watch on?
Well.
Or, it's just.
They're counting their steps.
Stupid.
So I need gift ideas from the suspects. I need, what should I ask the wife for Christmas? I don't know what to get. I don't know what's out there. What's cool? What's the new ringy dingy? Like, all I wanted was a nice smartwatch, and I don't like any of those. So I don't know what to get. I don't know what to ask for now. I have, the only other thing I could think of is a gun. I'm not letting my wife buy me a gun. No.
No.
Not doing that.
That doesn't seem right.
No. Not letting her pick it out. Are you kidding me? No way.
Well, Nick, you go ahead and you go first and get your list together.
I would be interested to see what would be on Nick's list.
I wouldn't.
You know the other thing I thought about? And we're going to get to this later in the week or the end of the month. But I did think about New Year's resolutions. And instead of us picking our own resolutions, we should be able to pick each other's resolutions.
I'm not off. I am not for that at all. Yeah, I'm not for that at all.
I would,
because you a-holes would make just miserable.
No,
I wouldn't say anything.
Suggestions.
It'd be positive suggestions.
You're full of crap too. So
I already know what mine would be for you.
Super. And I'm sure it'd be highly positive and fun.
It's fun. It's
for you. It's fun. I'm sure.
I know what yours would be for me.
What?
Stop being a jerk.
Nope.
No?
Because there's no stopping that.
See?
So there's just no way.
You see?
No, I'm just being honest.
All right. Fine.
All right, we're just getting started on the big show.
See how it is.
HRP listener line open now. Normally starts filling up. 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And boy, people are on it early today. And you can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at PacManJoel with a K, at Barry is funny, and at the producer Nick. A reminder, Sigmund Bloom, fantasy football expert, 2:30. Today, as always, on a Thursday, a lot of you guys are locked up in playoff matchups and need some answers to your questions for fantasy football. Don't forget, there's a game tonight as well. So Sigmund will be here to give us some insight.
This next week is the last week of fantasy season for most leagues, because you don't play into week 17.
Right, because 17 and 18, people guys start getting rested if the team's no 18. In or out.
There's no week 18. That's the playoffs. That's the wild card.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's two after this week against the Jets. There's two more weeks. There's Jacksonville and there's Philadelphia. There's
17 weeks in the NFL schedule.
Barry, they play the Jets this week. They play the Jags next or the Eagles next week, and the Jags the following week.
And the following
so
week,
there's
the
three
Jags
weeks.
Yeah, that was 17 weeks.
Whatever. There's still three games left.
Yes, there's three games, 17 weeks, but no one plays in the 17th week because people get rested.
I've had a couple of dumbass leagues where they had us play in week 18, and it just screws everything up.
For the wild card round?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry, week 17. Okay. And it just pisses me off.
Yeah. You don't do that. That's the worst if you do week 17. You should go to week 16 at best. A lot of leagues should be ending this week, too, because this is really when... most teams are going to care up to this point. There'll be some teams that could clinch this week. So, yeah, if you want to clinch the holidays, I got a suggestion for you. You need to get the wife some jewelry. And if you want to be clutch when you do that, save some money by going to Klein's Jewelry. My guy Mark Klein is going to save you a ton of money, just like he did me with my wife's ring. I got her ring earlier in the year, and I could not be happier, nor could she be happier about it. Mark, how are you going to help the people this holiday season?
Well, you know, as far as diamonds go, and I was actually talking to my wife this morning, and she was like, you know, men that are driving in their car, it's the last minute. I mean, we got 2 weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking, hey, where do I go? They want to be able to come up and pull up to a store. They walk straight in. You pull up right in front. You don't want to go to the mall. You don't want to go to some half price sale that's jacked up that you see on TV with some cheap jewelry. Your wife wants a diamond pendant, earrings, bracelet. Come into the store. It's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. You can compare the prices. Call me on the phone. I'll quote you the price on my jewelry over the phone. It'll be the best deal in the city of Houston. We still make all the jewelry right here in the store, so it saves money because you're not having to pay a big retail store. I have a very small shop. I've been doing it since 1990. My dad had it since 1969. We take care of the customers every single time. So if you're looking for jewelry, you're looking for anything in diamonds, diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, whatever it is, a ring, loose diamonds, come to Klein's. It's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. Call me on the phone, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. We're located at Westheimer in Fountain View. Easy to pull up. You pull up right in front of the shop. You walk in. We'll wrap it for you. All taken care of. A one-stop shop. Klein's Jewelry. And check out KleinsJewelry.com or give us a call, 832-316-1388. Thank you.
Do it, man. Right now, 832-316-1388. KleinsJewelry.com. He's going to help you out. He helped me out. He taught me how to buy diamonds. He taught me what to look for, and he made my wife happy. And he'd do the same for you. Call him one more time, 832-316-1388. We'll be back after this, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Segment number two of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel in studio on a Thursday. Again, Sigmund Bloom, Fantasy Football Expert 230. So stay tuned for that. Get your questions ready. As we always do with Sigmund Bloom, if you want to call, you will be top priority. But we urge you to only call right before the 2:30 break so that simply we keep the phone lines clear so that people that want to call in and talk about other things can get in. Once you call and get in line, you will be first priority for Sigmund. And then if we have any time or not enough calls, that's when we'll look at the texts and the tweets.
Somebody said get a Fossil watch. I have to check those out. I haven't looked at that.
Fossil actually makes smartwatches?
Smartwatch, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and then someone suggested a Garmin, but I feel like that's more of a GPS than a watch. At least that's what, I don't know. And then somebody said something that I've been doing the last couple years, and I don't know if, you know, it just depends on how into gift giving and all that you and your family are. But one thing I started doing was going to Amazon and I create lists. And then anything I want, I just add to a list. And then like when my dad and my stepmom and my sister, my half sister, tell me, because we have two Christmases. I have one with my mom and my full sister. And then I have one with my dad, stepmom, and half-sister. It's weird. But we have two Christmases. So I'll create separate lists, one for one side and one for the other. That way they don't buy the same thing. And then I just, you know, I'll send them the link to the list, and then I can add stuff at any time. That's the way to go.
I did that when we got married.
That's the way to, really, yeah, well. Registry.
Yeah.
That's the way to go, though, man, because you can have, like, it's, you don't have to worry about it. I just add stuff to lists all year long, and then when I have, like, small things that I, you know, like books or whatever. So that's just the stuff.
So basically, you're just like a big list guy when it comes down to gift giving.
No, it just makes it easier. Because then I don't have to, like, if I have these little things, because I can't really think of anything. If you put me on the spot, I'd be like, I don't know what I want. But if I add these little things, like there's this gun cleaning kit. So I just add that to the list. I'm like, that's fine. Whatever. There's like this mat to clean your gun on. Okay, add it to the list. Buy that. Like stuff like that that I would normally not be like, ooh, I really want that or I really need that. Okay, just put it on the list and it's something to have. And it's, man, it's convenient. It's and I wish more people did that for me. Because I hate shopping. If I could buy everything online and have it delivered, that'd be good.
But you can, for the most part.
Yeah, but still, some of the stuff you got to go get. Like,
cars and jewelry, I understand when you're buying all that stuff.
It's really a matter of how much are you willing to return stuff. Because, like, some people actually find that fun. They shop on the internet, and if it doesn't fit or if it doesn't work out, they just return it. They don't care.
First of all, I need someone to keep a list for my daughter. Because this is the first year that she knows what Christmas is, but oh my God, every day when she's on the iPad, daddy, look at this. I want this. I want this. Put this on. I go, put it on your list. She's not going to put the list together. And I'm like, I'm saying to Lisa, you better keep track of these things because she's like rattling off things every day. She goes, I got a couple of them, but here's my pet peeve. Okay. Lisa does a lot of the purchasing online, right?
Okay.
But then she puts it in the back of the car or she leaves it out.
So you see it?
No, Taylor sees it.
Oh.
And I go, okay, so then you just wrap it back up and say you got it, but you can't open it till Christmas. That's what happened to us if my mom didn't already take it back. You know what Lisa does? Nah, she saw it already. She can play with it. I go, how many toys are we getting this kid? Because 2 days in a row now, Taylor's been smart enough, one, to look in the way back of the SUV, and two, to look in the family room, which Lisa left it right out in the middle, and the Peppa Pig kitchen was just right there. And I go,
so she didn't have to wait for Christmas to get this?
No.
Stuff?
And I go, are you kidding me?
Good for
and
Taylor.
Taylor's smart little kid. Rolling in it. She's scoring big time.
Did you ever sneak and look at presents?
I did, all the time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was the guy that built, I used to take all the presents to try and build a perfect wall around the tree, like squared off and everything. And I only did that because then I'd start ripping the corners to try and figure out if I could see what it was for all my gifts.
So you would rip the corners?
Oh, yeah.
Not smart, bro.
Yeah. No, but I had tape. I'd tape it back up.
No, you could still tell that.
No, there's a way to do it strategically.
What we would do is we'd get the gift and then you turn the faucet on, like really hot water, get that steam. Put that tape over that steam. That steam slowly loosens the tape up. You just pop that off. Then it sticks back once you're done. Smart. We were like James Bond sneaking presents.
Do you have a background in thieving, sir?
I don't know what you mean.
Because you're the one who broke into the studio not too long ago.
I mean.
Very true.
I would
Jose
say.
Jose Partida.
Very
locked
true.
Himself
I
out.
Wouldn't say I'm a criminal. I would say I'm street savvy.
Okay.
I'm not a criminal. I've never went to jail for any of that.
Statute of limitations.
Just trying to be transparent for our listeners.
Yeah. No, I'm just street savvy. I wouldn't say street savvy, street smart. I have some street smarts.
With a little thievery.
No.
Nothing that he'll admit here.
I'm not
Nick.
Taking a towel or anything like that.
Ooh, hey. Hey now.
Not doing that. Somebody said get the coffee table with a fridge in it. Is that a thing?
Is it?
Coffee, I would like
that'd
that.
Be pretty cool.
Actually, no, now that you mention it, I'd be surprised if that does not exist.
I would like that.
I would think Smart that idea. While Barry is steaming his shirts, he would have time to go sit, put his feet up on the coffee table, and grab a Diet Coke from the refrigerator underneath.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
That would be extremely convenient.
The less I have to get, that's why I have all my lights automated, where like you just turn them on and off with your phone. I don't want to get up, turn the bedroom light off. It's time to go to bed. Time to go, Mimi's just click, click with your phone. You don't even have to get out of bed.
You know me, I just... clap, they all go off.
Mr. Technology over here with the clapper. Yep. Nice. I know what we're getting for Christmas now, Nick. He's getting his Chia Pets.
Yep, definitely. Just don't worry about what shapes they come in.
Nick
just let them grow and let them go.
Nick's like, oh, man, I got a Chia penis. This ain't no fun. Only thing that grows is like right up top. That's not nice.
Daniel wants to get in here on Christmas presents and kids. Daniel, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show.
Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, y'all are talking about kids getting smart, looking in the back of the car, leaving out presents and whatnot.
Yeah.
Man, I got a 7-year-old who, she's awesome, but she's freaking smart as hell, man. She found the hiding place for the presents, and we're having fun one day, and just, you know, running around the house, throwing her around and whatnot, not in a bad, you know, not in some sort of hurtful way.
Okay.
But,
about to say.
No, see, she got into me and my wife's bedroom, and she started poking around the closet. Well, you know, I said, no, you can't look in there. She said, no, I'm not. Obviously. Come on. And she said, I'm just trying to look at that Target box. And I said, quit looking in there. Dude, it got into like a 5-minute argument of her yelling at me, telling me that I don't trust her to not look. So I'm like, are you kidding me? She looking straight in that closet and trying to tell me that I don't trust her to not look for her presence in there.
She should be married already, because it sounds like most of the wives in this world. Most wives are, that would be their first argument.
No doubt.
Lisa is a genius at that, by the way.
At what?
She is able to turn everything around. Like, you could catch her red-handed doing something, and she would find a way to turn it around and basically say,
"Have you apologized?
You
by
haven't
the end
trusted
of
me enough."
Absolutely.
And blah 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 blah. Oh my!
I know.
Goodness,
I know. I'm sure
that.
She is, but bro, that's most women.
I know. That's what
most
I'm saying.
Women can somehow, they'll be wrong in an argument. Like, I'll fight with Nora. Hour later, I'm apologizing, and she's the one that caused the fight. It was her screw up. Like, she's the reason we're fighting, and I'm the one that's saying I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't understand. It's the superpower they have. They just make you
feel bad.
But
my man's daughter's 7 years old, and she's already got it down to a science.
Yeah, she does.
Look the hell out, whoever she marries, because that dude's going to be in trouble.
It's like instinct, right? I mean, that's just, you know.
That's, wow. That's impressive right there. Dan, appreciate the call, man. Hey, before we get to the break, I do want to tell you that the Rockets are playing the Lakers tonight, and they're starting a homestand. It would be the perfect opportunity for you to start looking into the two holiday packs they got going on for the Rockets fan on your holiday list. Barry was talking about holiday lists and getting the right gifts. Well, if you got a basketball fan on your list, there are two packs of 5 games each, starting as low as $149. That's a hell of a deal. And the 2 5-game packages have good games to choose from. The red pack guarantees you tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and of course another matchup with Luka Doncic and the Mavs, while the silver pack has Kawhi Leonard and the East leading Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the Warriors, and more. Take advantage of all that. And while you're at it, the Rockets have a special next Wednesday when they host John Wall, Bradley Beal, and the Wizards. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 1 family photo with either Santa Clutch or some live reindeer. It is a great deal, and all that is for one low price. And after, when you and your family open up the presents on Christmas Day, why don't you go to Toyota Center and celebrate the Rockets taking on Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder at 2 o'clock. Spread your holiday cheer this season with Rockets tickets. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK and get your tickets for these Rockets home games before they run out.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just starting the second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Thursday. Again, Sigmund Bloom, 2:30. If you have fantasy football questions, keep that in the back of your mind. We have a football game to talk about at some point later, boys. Chiefs and Chargers in a good one. So that should, and only one game separating the two teams in the division. So that's a big game. Injuries will be a concern there. We'll talk about that. Rockets have a big game tonight as King James and the Lakers come to town. Good thing about LeBron being in the West is the fact that now he comes to Houston twice a year instead of once a year. So two chances for the peeps to be able to see the King.
You going?
Absolutely not.
No?
I'll be watching it on TV.
Okay. Didn't you get a credential?
Yeah. Sure okay. did.
Have you? You haven't gone this year at all, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You going, Nick? Nicholas?
I am. I will be at the Rockets game.
Okay. Where can people find you? So they can come get autographs?
No, there's no. There will be no autograph signings at the Rockets game.
Will you be asking LeBron dumb questions?
Probably not.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can we give you a question that you have to ask?
I usually go to the Rockets locker room. Because LeBron is here, I might try to run over to the visitor locker room.
So I feel like because we have to, like, give you a question and you have to ask this.
I would disagree with that.
Well, why?
Or we could do Jake Asman. Because what as I mean? The rookie to the station, we could make...
Jake will do it.
Jake will do it, too.
Yeah.
Nick, he asked, for some reason,
Nick
Seth
is
Curry.
Too good for us now. Like, he can't... We can't have fun with Nick.
No one... That's not how the media works, sir. I know. You don't
he's
ask,
definitely kind of gotten a little big time on
you
us.
You don't ask...
He's big time in us.
Yeah. No.
Normally, on a show, like, if Fred and AJ were to tell Jong to go to the game and ask this question, Jong would do it.
Jong would not do that.
Absolutely,
no,
he would.
No, he wouldn't.
Absolutely
depending on
would.
The question, he would not do it. Believe me.
Didn't he do something like in a cheerleader outfit or something one time?
Was it in a locker room?
No, it
okay,
was on
there's
a street
a big difference.
And with the public.
Big difference.
No, I don't think so. If Charlie Polillo asked Tyler to go to a game and ask LeBron James a specific
I don't think
question,
he'd do it.
Tyler would do it. He absolutely would
I
do
don't,
it.
I'm not sure that he would.
You're the only one that won't participate in this exercise.
I mean,
Dell does it.
Dell does not do that.
Totally
Dell,
does it.
Dell would say on the air, go screw yourself.
Dell would do it. Yeah, I feel like you're not.
We should have the peeps kind of think of a couple questions that Nick should ask LeBron. Come up with some ideas.
What is it that you had in mind, Barry, that you wanted me to ask LeBron?
I don't know. I just feel like we should be able to give you the questions and you just go ask them.
It's not how it works, sir.
Why?
It doesn't work that way.
Like, what do you think was the problem tonight? And then, you know, whether they win or lose. And then when he says it, just be like, no, I meant with your hairline. What do you think was...
See, trying to get me kicked out of the locker room. Huh? What you're trying to do.
Now, I did watch that. I was telling you the other night. I watched his HBO special, The Shop.
Okay. Was it good?
And it was good. I thought that it was going to be a little bit of an eye-opener if any parents let their kids watch it. Because right out of the shoot, he starts MFing. And I think a lot of people have a perception of LeBron, and they're like, oh, but it's a really, really good show. And they have random guests. They had John Stewart was on.
That's cool.
With Candace Parker and OBJ. They had Drake, and Drake was talking about his whole back and forth with Pusha T and all that, and how that all came to fruition, right. And the fact that he was tight with LeBron and said, LeBron, don't get mad at me, but I'm not going to respond anymore. He's like, I don't want you to think that I'm a little, you know what, but they were great. But at one point, LeBron even makes fun of it, and he's like, no, because they're all in the barber's chair, and at certain points during the show, they're all getting either their beard trimmed up or their hair, and he's like, yo, I can't be experimental with my do anymore. I can't take any chances, because he goes, one mistake by one of these guys nowadays, and it might be all gone.
That's what I was going to suggest. When you brought that up, it immediately made me think, maybe ask LeBron about James Harden stealing his idea of hiding his hairline with a headband.
That's definitely not a question that I will ask LeBron. It will not happen.
Okay, so then maybe ask him, why didn't you come to Houston?
Ooh,
what was the reason?
It's already been asked.
I know they asked, but...
Well, so Dave McMenamin at Shootaround today asked him how much time he really spent considering Houston as one of his options in the offseason, and his direct answer... Two words, not much. That's going to hurt Daryl Morey.
So that's the
remember when I was saying I was saying that last year, and y'all were disagreeing with me. I'm like, LeBron does not want to play here.
But not asking
Fair point,
him.
You're right.
Not asking him how much time did you ask him why he didn't want to play here.
Oh, that would be a good one, because then, like, remember the last time someone said that he actually indicated and made reference to the fact that he really wasn't a big fan of Houston. Remember that was on billboards. That was all over the place. That was a big deal.
You're going to do it?
We'll see. We'll see what
that's actually
the situation
a valid
is.
Question.
Punk we'll see ass. What the situation is.
Punk ass.
You're not running around over there post game getting
I'll
audio
it.
And video.
You don't think I wouldn't go
I'm
ask
working.
That question?
Working.
You don't think I wouldn't ask that question?
I've gone to Rockets games with you. You didn't ask any questions.
Because that's not what I was there for.
I've gone to Astros games with you. You didn't ask any questions.
I don't go and ask questions. But when we interview people, like the time we interviewed, what's his name? And I asked him why he, did they ask you to stop shooting three-pointers because you were so bad at it?
Oh, you're talking about Corey Brewer. Corey Brewer. Yeah. Well, that's an easy guy to ask. Come on.
No, I'll
what's
ask
Corey Brewer
going to
do? Let's be honest.
I'll ask those. Man.
He weighs about $145 wet.
He's not. He's the nicest guy in the NBA right now.
Is he?
Okay, I got one for you. You go to Lonzo
Ball. But that's not a bad question to ask.
I want you to go to Lonzo Ball and say, how thankful are you that Markel Fultz is in the league so people don't think you got a broke-ass jumper?
Oh, worst shot. That's hilarious. That's that would be funny.
That would be a good one.
That would be funny.
Ask him who has worse form, you or Markel Fultz.
That'd be so wrong.
That'd be great.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Does LeBron still make fun, listen, mock your jumper?
Listen, you don't understand the dynamics. If you do this, Nick, you put this show on the map on a national level. You get run, the show gets run. People are like, yo, there's this dude in Houston. He's going around asking LeBron James about his hairline and why he didn't want to play in Houston. And he's asking Ball, why? Who's worse
than
shooting
John Rondo.
Him or
go Fultz? To Rajon Rondo and go, why you got to be a bitch and spit in people's face?
Boom.
See,
there's that, another
see, that's
one.
How you get your credentials voided, sir.
Why? For asking
Tracy
the tough
ain't gonna
questions?
Catch you. She's not going to take it away from you.
Oh, yeah, she would. Yeah,
man,
she would.
See what I mean?
If I go
John
far
would
enough,
do this.
Go up to Brandon totally Ingram and go, when are you going to start lifting weights so that you could actually stick up for yourself with James Harden?
If Tyler was listening, I'm sure he would thumbs up and go do all this, but he's probably not listening today. He usually listens, but I bet you he would do this. I know he would.
Because there's an audio
book. Oh, he's doing
right
the book in there? Yeah, he would do this.
With Mr. David Nunes.
You just hating.
Of ABC
13. You just don't want to see this show succeed, I feel.
I want the show to succeed. I just don't want to look like an idiot because you asked me to ask some dumb question.
If you,
it's changed.
He has, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, man.
It may be my fault, though, Nick. Remember when I asked that one time if you could get Sam Decker and some of the guys to do show promos and you got in trouble for that?
I did.
It may have changed
I
because
I did get
of
in
that.
Trouble for that.
So you can blame me. Because you know, once Sam Decker got to be the centerpiece of any trade, it changed everything, too.
I don't even know where he plays.
Washington.
Oh, okay.
He's a whiz. He and Dwight are reunited, and it feels, I hope not, but it could. You never know. Okay.
Somebody sent me, Laker Lady on Twitter sent me a link to the fridge and the coffee table.
Okay.
I could do that.
I'm going to tell you something.
Very expensive, though. It's like over a grand. Yeah, it's like $1,300. It's $1,300. But it's pretty dope. It'll hold a lot of, it's got a Bluetooth speaker on it. It's got touch controls. It's got USB charging ports.
Got a remote control?
No, doesn't look like it has a remote control, but you can set like the temperature and all this stuff. They have what are also called smart nightstands.
Can you do it with your phone?
Almost bought. You probably could.
I can see you on your couch.
Yeah, look,
your phone
you actually can.
Temperature control, check.
Yeah, it looks like you can. Because you can control, you just hook up the Bluetooth speaker. But they have smart nightstands that you can do the same thing. And it's got like a wireless charging station and a little area for drinks. I would be totally down for
How
that.
How about this one? Now that you mentioned that, Lisa did mention something that she was considering putting on her list.
Okay.
But of course, you guys already knew with the dogs, right? So with the dogs, when I say like if I'm leaving the house or whatever, I say, okay, you guys go to bed. They know exactly who gets to what cage, and they go in their cages, and we have these big, massive cages in the corner of our dining room, and the dogs each go to their given cage, and I shut them, and for the most part, they're cool with it, right? All of a sudden, because Lisa gets these wild hairs, and all of a sudden, it's an issue. She's like, I want to use the dining room more, but there has to be something we can do with these kennels. And I go, that's fine. We can move them to the kitchen. I move them anywhere. I'm not putting them on any carpeting where they could ruin something. But I'm fine with that. Where do you want them? I don't know. So she comes back with a wild... She goes, you know, babe, they make these... Looks like furniture, but it's actually the dog kennel. And we could put them in the dining room, and they'd look really nice and really kind of... They look upscale, but they're actually dog kennels where the dog... I go, you got to be kidding. And I'm sure they're, like, inexpensive, right? She goes... Well, I'd probably have to save up. They're like $700 a piece, and I'd need at least two. I'm like, no, that ain't happening.
Man, get you some rope and some good trees, some sturdy trees. Tie those dogs to
the
trees.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, Nick, you should ask LeBron, if you don't mind me asking, do you really want to bum like Carmelo in Laker Yellow?
As long as I lead with, if you don't mind me asking, it's an okay question.
Exactly. See?
And you don't have to call him a bum.
And that's the thing. If you don't mind me asking... Did James Harden steal your idea of covering up a bad hairline with a headband? if you don't mind me asking. And you said that was your idea, that you can ask anyone anything. Remember, you said that. I'm glad you brought that up. You said, did he not, Joel?
Yep.
On this very show.
He's actually
you
right.
You proclaimed to the world that as long as you say, if you don't mind me asking, you can ask anyone anything.
But I backtracked. I said, for the most part.
Nope.
I said, only towards right. people.
I don't remember that.
He's right.
You can ask anybody.
Barry's right. Yeah.
Anybody's age, no matter how old, as long as you lead with, if you don't mind me asking. That's what I said.
What if you just walked up to one and go, when are you going to shut up and dribble? I'm sure he'd be really fired up to answer that. What was that chick's name?
Who?
Tammy, she's on like Fox News or something.
Yeah, I know he's talking about. Man, you just, they're taking shots at you on, see, the listeners want to see this show succeed. The texters want to see this show
succeed. What are they saying?
They just basically said it's time to call up Trey.
Trey, intern
time
Trey?
To call up intern Trey to produce. He would do it.
No, I've got a very successful show now on another network.
I don't know about that.
God, could you imagine? We wouldn't even get through one segment with him.
No, wait. That's on me.
It would be miserable.
It would be really bad.
Yeah, it would.
Hey, you know what's really good around the holiday time? When you're looking to upgrade the furniture in your house because you're going to be entertaining family and friends and your furniture isn't up to speed, Gallery Furniture is there for you. Three locations to better serve you. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area, and of course, I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which of the three locations you choose, they all have great deals. But the most important thing is what you see is what you get, and you're going to get it the same day. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, the furniture is going to be at your front door because they want to make sure that if you are entertaining guests, that you get it the same day so that you'll have it when they come over to the house. It makes you look good, it makes them look good, and it makes you remember that anytime you need furniture, you need to go to Gallery. They have furniture for every room in your house. It's all solid wood American made from brands like Stickley and Tempur-Pedic and Stearns and Foster. They last a long time. You can get upholstered or leather furniture for the man cave or the living room. Fantastic furniture for every room in your house. How do you know? Because I've been shopping at Gallery Furniture ever since I came to Houston, and I've never gotten steered the wrong way or gotten a bad deal. I still have all the furniture that I bought from Gallery because it lasts a long time. And the most important thing that Gallery does for you is exactly what means the most. That means that just like in the commercials, when Max says it, he means it. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Deep in hour number one of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. A little more than 2 hours to go. Again, Sigmund Bloom, 230 Fantasy Football Questions. Right now, the phone line's wide open with no wait time. So you can call at any time, 713-780-3776. And the HR&P listener line is open for you. And we will take your call as soon as you chime in, because that's the way we do things around here. For our loyal listeners, you can also text that number. You can hit us up on Twitter. We were talking a little bit about the Rockets and the fact that the schedule opens up a little bit and the fact that they're going to be home more. But, man, some of the teams that they got to face coming up, it ain't going to be easy. A lot of people were kicking it around because the other night the Rockets were actually.
I mean, any team not the Suns is going to be a.
I would say.
Challenge for them, right?
But when you think about it and you look at this, right, the other night the Portland game, Portland was getting 6.5 points. And everybody was jumping all over that.
Yeah, I know. And everybody was.
Everyone.
I kind of was. I almost took the bet. That was a big deal.
So tonight, the Rockets are favored again. And a lot of people are like.
I don't understand that.
A lot of people think the Lakers are going to get this one. The Lakers beat the Rockets early in the season. And I think that they think right now that they can straighten it out. I think it's going to be a close game tonight. I don't know what you guys think. I think it's going to be a close game tonight. I think the Rockets win tonight. I really do. At home, national TV, I think the Rockets win tonight.
It's a tough call. It's so hard with this team because of their inconsistency and the fact now that we mentioned yesterday, the defensive schemes that they're trying out, the fact that Eric Gordon is installed into the starting lineup. It's so hard to predict what this team can do right now because they're still testing things out. It's so, so hard. But, you know, what's the line? How bad is the point spread?
I'd have to look at what the latest line is.
Lakers putting up 113 a game. Rockets only putting up 108. Just not doing well offensively right now. No, but I'm just looking at the numbers, and Lakers are giving up 110 a game. They're plus 2.2. Rockets are a -1.1, giving up 109. So
what are you saying? What's each team giving up?
Lakers are giving up 110 a game. Rockets giving up 109.5 a game. Almost 111 for the Lakers. So 111 to 110.
Over-under should be around 219 if I'm doing my math correctly. Over-under on the game is 225.5. Spread is Rockets giving 5.5.
Mm.
Giving 5.5 at home. Man. NBA is – I just don't know how anybody bets NBA.
Yeah.
It's such a crapshoot, and it's night in, night out, and you got to factor in everything from – when you really – because I know you put work – and I was kidding you about the spreadsheet, but I know the work you put into the football spreadsheets. Can you imagine, like, night in, night out, trying to figure out which team's on a back-to-back and which team's played 4 and 5 nights?
Who's
and
banged
injuries
up? Who's only going to play 10 minutes instead of 20? And, you know, what will be interesting to see is, does D'Antoni stick with what worked last game against the Trailblazers? Does he come out with Eric Gordon in the starting lineup?
Yeah, he kind of already alluded that he would.
So
yeah,
he's not changing that for
because
the foreseeable
James Ennis
future?
Has to deal with that hamstring situation too. James Ennis had a hamstring injury, and I don't know what the update is, but I think they expected him to miss at least 2 games. At least when the night of the game, that's what he said. So I don't imagine.
Ennis looked like he's been dealing with that all year. It looked like when he left, it looked like it ain't going to be a 2-game thing. I think, and the bottom line is, from the team perspective, just get it done and over with. Take whatever time you need, but let's make sure that this doesn't become Kiki Kuti.
Right.
You know, because it can't keep lingering throughout the whole season. That would be a bigger issue. Just get it. Take the time you need, but let's fix it once and for all, because it's already been a pain in the leg. But yes. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. And the last second, you switched it up.
I did.
Good for you.
It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. But I just that's why I would never bet NBA games.
No,
but, man, 5.5 at home, the Lakers are giving. The Rockets are giving the Lakers 5.5.
I think if I'm a betting man, and I wouldn't bet basketball, but I think I would take the Lakers in that 5.5.
See, I think the Rockets win the game.
I really would.
But I think it'll be close enough that I think that you take the Lakers and the points if you're going to bet it.
Mm.
That was, and please don't do that and give me crap about it.
It's not a free play.
No. Right. ESPN on their matchup predictor has the Rockets favored at 58.5% to win the game over the Lakers.
With or without the spread?
That's just
win it outright?
Up, yeah.
Okay.
58.5% for what that's worth.
58.5% is like pretty much a crapshoot for me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, real quick, because I know Barry was really nice with the way he filtered that text earlier about someone asking for intern Trey.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
from the 409. And I'm trying to turn a new leaf, and I'm trying not to be so mean to texters and callers.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll just wait till next year to be one of my New Year
resolutions. Resolution, yeah.
But instead of it just saying like the way Barry read the text, it actually read, "Why are y'all stuck with the biggest bitch of all producers? Time to call up Trey."
See,
well, 409-651-5083. I'm really tired of you punk bitches that are so brave behind a keyboard. Y'all are absolutely ridiculous.
Well played, sir. Well played.
409-651-5083.
Wow! Our son has grown up right before our eyes!
Well, that lasted about a week and a half. I feel like my baby bird left the nest.
See?
I'm so proud of my baby bird.
People in the 409, man, they can be pretty brave sometimes.
I was hoping you wouldn't have seen it. I try to filter you two from.
Dude, I've seen a lot of the bad texts. I've actually been doing pretty good about it, but I cannot stand some of these clowns on my text.
I don't mind getting mean texts. I had a troll yesterday, some dude named Mikey or whatever.
Yeah, I have to apologize to you, Nick.
Okay.
But I actually sent that to Barry. I saw he had sent it to you and took a shot at Barry. And I was like, oh, hell no. No weenie that is going to be out there not tagging Barry is going to take a shot at him. So I gave it to Barry and then said, have at it, and knew that was going to be the case.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, dude. He started making fun of my stand-up. Then he goes, I'll just be honest. I'm just trolling. I've never heard your stand-up.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be an a-hole. I was like, well, mission accomplished. You were certainly an a-hole. By the way, when we were talking about presents with kids and kids figuring them out,
yeah.
Mandy texted and said, I don't label the kids' presents. What I do is I wrap every kid's gifts in a different paper. And only I know whose gifts are in what paper.
That's fantastic.
That's super smart.
Yes, she's got it like is.
That's like National Treasure.
Good job, like, man.
You got to have a key and a decoder ring to figure it all out.
But I like it.
I do too.
Yeah, well played, Mandy. That's good. I don't have to worry about that unless the dogs are going to be fighting over their presents.
Yeah. Somebody texted us that guys with iPhones also walk their Pomeranians. I would agree with that 1,000%. Nick probably
walks. I bet you that guy on the 409 walks a Pomeranian.
Somebody suggested that I ask for sex for Christmas. I mean, I'm going to ask for sex before Christmas, after Christmas.
I was going to say, that's pretty much Christmas. On my to-do list.
I mean,
that's not on my Christmas list.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. That's not something, don't worry. I don't have to be. People are saying, that was hilarious, Nick. That was mean to say about Nick. I expect Nick to tell that guy to go bleep himself.
Just sick of it, dude.
I know.
I get the same. You know I get
I'm
the
same. I'm legit
way.
Sick of it. Like, I'm not even playing around. I'm legit sick of it. I don't even care.
I get that same way, Nicholas, and I just wouldn't have gone to the Barry level of all 10 digits, but...
Oh, you mean like this?
409-651-5083.
You said you mean like this.
I'm going to have to give Nick some of the numbers that I get heat from and just say, it's time, man. That's our resolution. We're tired of freaking just taking the high road. It's time to take the low road and... drill down a little bit.
We would never get anything done.
Oh, but we'd have a hell... We'd feel really good about it.
I don't know. Look, I'm not going to lie. And I feel because we've all done this. You've gone off on callers or texters, mainly texters and tweeters. I have gone off on texters and tweeters, and Nick is starting to get angry. It wears on you. It really does.
It does.
And you know when you sign up for this, what you're in for, but you're still human and eventually it gets to you. Yep. But there's always that guilt when you're done.
Hell no, there's not.
There's always that little bit like you're driving home going, I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have just let that idiot. I feel like it's sometimes it's worth it.
I feel pretty good about myself right now.
I was going to say, I feel like today it was worth it for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we go on a rant, I'm like, I don't know if it was worth it.
And the thing is we don't have exactly the most modern tech system in the world. So... And we also have to do it kind of systematically so that we don't step on each other. And so we try and go by the system. I think the beauty of it is, and we try to keep an open mind. Some people just have a bad day. So they take a shot one day, but they're back being friendly the next day.
Yeah.
But when it happens over and over again and we block people, that's the one thing I love. When the people are so stupid, they don't realize that they've been blocked and we don't see it in the inbox anymore. And the only way we do is if we do look in the deleted items to see if you're still not only blocked from our show, you're blocked from every show on Gal. So when you've been an a-hole for several different, for multiple days, pretty much good chance that you're going to be blocked and you don't know it.
Arian Spita said, all that guy had to do was start the text with, hey, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, and I would have never played his number like this.
409-651-5083.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 100, how many texts or calls is this guy going to get?
You better hope that I cool down because I might play this every hour. I might play this every hour.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about actually calling a few of the people that have been on my
list. You?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to do it for my cell phone.
No, don't do that from any numbers you have.
No, I thought about calling
from
either
from
up
like
here
Esme's
or just
desk.
Yeah, and just be like, so what do you got to say now, man? Because I know you got a mirror, and I know the bottom line is if you looked in that mirror every day, boy, it's a lot worse at home than it is anytime you send a text to the station.
That's funny. David Gaines tweeted to me and said, for today's lawn and garden report, should you water during the winter in Houston, for example, at 70 degrees
Nick, this
out?
Is garden talk. I'm just letting you know.
Yes, you should water if it hasn't rained in a while. It doesn't matter winter, summer, spring, or fall. If it hasn't rained, your lawn... You should water in the winter at least every 7-8 days if it hasn't rained. It just, you know, your lawn needs an inch of water no matter what.
I'm not angry enough with you to turn your mic off right now. So you can thank that texter from the 409.
The takeaway there, Nick, is, you know, sometimes you need an inch. That's the key, inch of water. And you Mr. Water Bill.
Me?
Yeah. Putting up that water bill, getting an inch of rain.
You got Twitter going nuts, Nicholas.
It's outstanding.
With your anger. I like it.
I do too.
Whatever. It's not the first time I got people stirred up.
No. Hold on, though. I think I have a bone to pick here. And I know we got to go to break. Boy. But when you and I do it, they call us bitches for doing it.
Yep.
They say that we're whiny and that we cry too much.
But you guys
do
it a lot more often.
But
that's
when you do it, everyone's
it a lot
like,
more often.
Yeah.
Right. But that's why it sounds that way. That's why it
but
comes
then
off.
But when you do it, everybody, you're a hero now. You're a hero.
Dude, I've been called a man of the people, Nick.
No, I've been, even Chris Pink Valkyrie, who listens to the show all the time, she was mad when I was I was mean to the other listener. Which one? The one that called in about that stupid fantasy question.
Oh, dumbass.
She was mad that I was rude to him.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. So I've gotten heat for that too.
I feel like.
And the Texters.
I feel like they have your back. I feel like you're.
I'm actually with you on that.
Thank you.
Yep, that's twice in an hour. I got to start changing my
ways. This isn't good. So I'm gonna have to say something about you.
409-651-5083.
I'm gonna.
This is so good,
Nick. I'm getting you one of the A-holes numbers by the end of the show. Hey, before we wrap up hour number one, I do want to tell you if we were talking about Christmas lists, and if you got a golfer on your Christmas list. Well, I'll tell you something that you got to look for and at least explore. It's PXG Golf and the PXG Golf Clubs because they are fantastic. And everybody is talking about them because they launch higher, they fly farther, they feel softer, they have more forgiving heads and faces on the irons, and their accuracy is better than anything else you're going to put in your golf bag. And the reviews are saying the exact same things. They're absolutely remarkable and the best clubs out there. PGA Tour Pros are describing them as undeniably the best and the real deal. And they back that up by the fact that these clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and a college national championship. What are you waiting for? PXG clubs are the newest thing out there that is going to take the golf world by storm. All you got to do to set up your free fitting at the Club of Carlton Woods in the Woodlands is just make a call. 844-PLAY-PXG. 844-PLAY-PXG. Or you can go to PXG.com. Set up a fitting for the person that you love that loves to play golf on your holiday gift list. And let them do things the right way. Because if you buy your clubs from a box store, it's just not going to be the same. When you get fitted for your golf clubs, and they are fitted and tailor-made just for you, it is going to be and make a big difference. It's going to be the best gift in the world. It's PXG.com. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.